It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There are a handful of other important games in the National Football League, none more important than the Chiefs and Bills game, but let's get to, I would say, the handful of other important games this weekend in the National Football League. Take it away, Rob.
Let's start in the NFC, Carrington, a team you believed in earlier this year, the Chicago Bears. Earlier this week, they fired their offensive coordinator, as Denny Parkins told us yesterday.
Embarrassing.
That's very big dysfunction when you fire the handpicked OC to come in to groom the quarterback. But does a change at play caller mean the Bears are back as they play the Packers at home, or is it just rut-row time in the Windy City?
I mean, it definitely can't be a bad thing. I mean, over the last couple of weeks, they scored 3 points last week against the Patriots. They scored 9 points against the Arizona Cardinals, and they scored 15 points against Washington. So maybe shaking things up was a positive. I think you have to take Green Bay here. I think we know who Green Bay is. You know who they are? They're the NFC version of the Texans. Green Bay is not in the same category as Philadelphia, not in the same category as Detroit. They're probably not as good as San Francisco, but you know what? Green Bay is going to be a wild card team that is going to be a squad that you don't want to play in the postseason. And I think that they've clearly shown that they're better than teams like the Chicago Bears. There are three losses this year. They lost to Philadelphia, Minnesota, and Detroit. That is not what the Bears are. Give me the Packers on the road.
Let's stay in the noon slate. The second best game of the weekend, or at least the second best AFC game of the weekend, an AFC North clash between the Steelers and the Ravens. Weird scheduling quirk. It's the Steelers' first divisional opponent of the season.
Very, very late.
They are a team that myself, you, and many people view as a little bit of schedule-driven, although better than we thought. They have a chance to make a statement on Sunday against the Ravens. Will you consider them a viable one-seed contender if they win at home on Sunday?
Yeah, you know what? I am going to take the Steelers in this game. I really like the Steelers. Maybe I'm trying to compensate for the fact that I was not a believer early in the year, but the same way we talk about Patrick Mahomes and how you should take him every time that he's an underdog, you should feel the exact same way about Mike Tomlin. Did you know that Mike Tomlin actually has a winning record as a head coach when his team, they're the underdogs? And as a home underdog, Rob, they are 26-3 against the spread as a home underdog. So the correct play is to take Pittsburgh at home and the points. I think Pittsburgh is better at quarterback than people think. This is the best version of Najee Harris. They've got a capable defense. Give me the win outright at home against the Baltimore Ravens.
Speaking of the AFC, the Denver Broncos have a big one this weekend. They play at home against the Atlanta Falcons, 3 o'clock on Fox. If you got a 2-TV system, that'd be a nice one to keep in the background. Carrington, myself and a lot of other people have pointed this out. The Broncos' schedule is about to get more difficult. It started with Kansas City last weekend. They probably should have won, but you don't get any award for being real close. They did lose. Do they show that, hey, they're better than people think, or does the skid continue with the Falcons at home?
Yeah, I'm going to guess that the skid continues for the Broncos. This is just a really, really difficult stretch. I mean, you have played two, I would say, of the top six teams in the National Football League. You got embarrassed by one of them in Baltimore. You should have won last week against Kansas City. Now you play Atlanta at home. I think this is important. The fact that Atlanta is a small underdog in this one tells you, that Vegas actually thinks that they are the better team, but they're going to give the Broncos the slight edge because they're the home team. I think the Broncos are at a little bit of an offensive disadvantage. I really like Atlanta. If you want like a wild card, who can maybe get hot in the NFC, I really like the Falcons. I think the Falcons go on the road. I think they take care of business. I might even actually alternate spread this thing, maybe put it at 2.5, maybe 3.5. I think the Falcons go in and really make a statement against a very disciplined, good Broncos team.
The final and big other game this week, other than Chiefs and Bills.
And really quickly, just to give you, a quick thought on the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos 5 losses this year on the road against Seattle, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, Baltimore, and Kansas City. They have not shown me that they can beat this quality and this caliber of opponent. Atlanta is certainly closer to Baltimore and Kansas City than they are New Orleans without Derek Carr and Carolina, the last 2 wins for the Broncos. I like Atlanta.
Last game to highlight of the weekend, it is an NFC West tilt. The Seahawks head on the road to the San Francisco 49ers. Carrington, the Niners have been middling most of the year, but Christian McCaffrey is back. Does that mean the Niners look like that Super Bowl contender again, or do they continue to be up and down?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take San Francisco in this game. I do think that they're getting right. I think they're getting healthy at the right time. They're getting back some of their key pieces. They're over 500. They have won two games in a row, and I think we're about to see this team go on a little bit of a run. Now, it's not the easiest schedule. They got Seattle, like you just mentioned, on the road against Green Bay, on the road against Buffalo. So we'll certainly see if San Francisco is still that Super Bowl caliber team. I do like them to take care of business against the Seattle Seahawks. That was part of my parlay earlier in the show. Go ahead and I'll take the points with San Francisco. They should have covered last week against Tampa Bay, but they just missed all of those field goals. I will take San Francisco at home, getting better in the second half of the season, a team that has won three out of its last four, and their only loss was a home loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.